Ben, you've got the floor.
Oh, thank you. I live near the Lido. I love kayaking and sometimes sailing at night. That's wonderful on, say, a full moon when my eyes are dark adjusted. The last part of my journey tends to be possibly dangerous, and I'm worried that the glare from the lights, the Lido lights, are they make it hard to see other obstacles in the water, mooring buoys and pennants and other boats, just at that last little area. And I was wondering if I could try to understand what is the purpose of those lights. I think I have a bad understanding of that now.
Okay. I got a couple of questions. So, you know, the Red Cross wharf or the government wharf there, how far off that are you? Is it shining out in the water? How far?
Well, I mean, they're very bright all the way over on Simon's Point. Mm-hmm. I think they're only causing problems for navigation, for me at least. I don't know, a few hundred meters out.
Okay, those were originally placed there for security reasons. Over the years, fire boat there, we've had damage and things like that.
Vandals?
Yes. And vandals don't like to do anything when there a light shining on or it's daylight. Dennis and I talked about it today. I'm not sure exactly what we can do, but we talked about maybe deflecting them downward. To be honest with you, I assume that you can loosen some bolts up and point them down. So I think Dennis is aware of it. We were going to try to do something. The lights itself won't be like, well, I won't vote to remove them, but I'm only one person in the commission. I have to be very honest with you. But we can try to help out if we can. I have no idea for sure until we try to do it. Send Paul down and see what happens. I'm hoping he doesn't fall in the water off the ladder. So,
how long are you going to be kayaking at night, Ben?
How long into the fall?
Yes.
Another month or two, probably. I don't know. I mean, it depends on how cold it is and mm-hmm. how daring I feel.
Maybe we can try casting the light a little bit downwards.
Yeah, towards the wharf itself.
And giving you a call and saying, hey, boogie on out here.
Yeah, try it. After if we can get it adjusted, we'll give you a, Dennis will give you a contact, and then you can try it and see what it's any better.
Thank you. That sounds like a great solution.
Does anybody have a recollection of who installed the lights? I mean, it's a long time ago.
Yeah, I think the commission did. I believe.
I know, but who, what company, do you know?
Oh, gee, back then.
I took a look at the lights the last couple of days, and I was down there with Paul. There's mainly two lights on the front of the building, and those two, there's bolts holding them that they're sort of angled like that. We could move them down like that, and that should work. Just need a ladder. You know, if I had a ladder, I could get up there. But
providing the bolts haven't seized.
Yeah,
but you know, we can take a look at it. That should do it.
Yeah,
that's kind of a trial and error thing for until we get it right.
You could possibly also, if you can't loosen the bolts enough to tilt the lights down, you might possibly be able to put some sort of a shield in to deflect the light back.
Yeah.
So I think there's more than one solution if one won't work.
Yeah. I think a shield might also increase the brightness of the lights locally, which might be good. I mean, they're probably bright enough already, I assume, but.
Are they halogen lights, Bill?
I don't know what they are. But
they look like LEDs to me.
They look at LEDs, Ben?
I think. I'm not sure.
What'd you say? They look like LED to me.
Okay.
LED lights, yeah. We'll look at that. Let me know. Give me a call. You know, anytime next week, because there won't be any reflection off the water in the pool because it's gone. So
we'll try to help out, Ben, as much as we can. We vote the best we can say right now. They'll run down with a ladder and try to do it tonight.
That's wonderful.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. Just don't get in your kayak and get grounded or anything like that. Tip over. All right?
Thank you. Would you like me to stay for the rest of the meeting or take off? Or
it's up to you. It's up to you.
You're welcome to stay.
If I could stay for just another 20 minutes or something.
Until we bore you to death?
Well, I'm curious who you are. I've never met any of you.
Well, it's nice to meet you anyway, Ben.
You too.
So, Dennis, we're going to leave that in your hands. We'll help if we can.
Okay.
Now, item 3, review, approve the agenda. Anybody got any changes for the agenda before I shoot my face off?
Did we want to add Brenda Mulroney's letter that came in today about the location of the ramp?
Yeah, I have that on my notes here to bring you.
Okay, so that would go under correspondence B?
Yes.
Okay.
Nancy?
I'd like to ask a quick question about the budgeted amount of $10,000 for celebrations and see what flexibility we have, seeing as how Canada Day has come and gone.
So, put that under new business, or?
Okay.
Eight B,
yeah.
Okay.
Celebrations funding.
Yes.
That's all for me.
Okay. Anybody else? Michael?
I'm good. Thank you, Bill.
Martin? Okay. All right, so what we've got, I'm going to need approval for changes to the agenda for 6B. That's the letter from Brenda Maroney. And 8B, celebrations funding.
So moved.
Seconder, please.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Okay, let's move on to review of our minutes. Item 4, regular meeting from Wednesday, August 12th, pages 2-5.
There's just one change that I'd like to make.
Yes.
It's on page 4, second paragraph from the bottom. It says she was concerned that business could exasperate when right. I said exacerbate. So that's exacerbate.
Okay.
Got that, perhaps dinner? Exasperate too.
Okay, I'll make the change. All right.
Make the changes. So I need a motion on the minutes, including the changes.
I move the approval of the minutes as amended.
Need a seconder, please.
I'll second that, Bill.
Okay, Michael, sorry about that, Mark. I saw your thumb come up. All those in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Now, business arising. I got nothing showing there, and I don't think there is anything. So we'll go right into correspondence. That's going to be page number 6 and 7 on your agenda. And we'll do that one first before we bring in Joanne Brenda's letter in. So basically what it is, it's a notice of a meeting, I guess probably zoning throughout there for the Planning Commission out there on Route 3, out by...
Old Trunk 3, GN Plastics.
Yes.
A zoning change for an addition to their building. I don't have any issues with it.
No, neither do I.
That's the note. There's a the meeting, the public hearing is tomorrow at 10 o'clock, or tomorrow at 8:45.
Well, I'll be working, so I can't attend. If anybody wanted to attend, if any counselors want to go there on behalf of the commission, go there. I don't hear too many jumping for it. Okay, let's go to, before we go on to the clerk report, we'll go into 6B. Now, Brenda asked us to read it. I'm not sure we need to read this, to be honest with you, because this whole ramp, and we haven't had any, it's so early on, no decisions have been made where it's going to be. Designs haven't even been looked at. Dennis, was Kirby involved with anything? Did he come down and have a peek, or was anybody involved at all?
Kirby and I were down there taking a look. Apparently Kirby went back and he's looking at options. Okay. He will give me a design with a proper slope, where to build it. Him and I felt that the best place was within the pool, as I told you earlier at another meeting, against the stone wall, but there's other options to go to the wharf area. We're replacing the wharf.
Yeah.
And just to mention, Land and Sea was down today. I met with him, and Paul was down there. We looked at the dock, and the guy wants to start right away. Perhaps this week he'll start tearing down the old wharf, and when he gets a chance, he'll start building a new one this year. And come next year, we look at budget. I'll have exact figures of costs to do a wood one where Brenda Mulrooney suggested, and the other one where Kirby and I were looking at that would be the best. So we'll have options.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to get too deep into the engineering without, if we're using Kirby as a consultant on this, maybe he should be, like, has he seen the letter?
No, not likely.
Okay, I think it probably would.
I only got it reviewed tonight, so it's, I would say keep it on file, because Brenda has a lot of knowledge about that pool.
Well, she does, but if we're engaging engineering and a consultant, it seems to me it would make sense to present that option now and ask their opinion.
It wouldn't hurt to shoot this off to Kirby.
Yeah.
I'll be talking to Kirby on it. We have a lot of time. I think this is going, people are getting too excited. We're not doing anything right now. We don't have the money in the budget. We're spending $28,000 building a new dock, and we put new cameras up, and everything is going great. But then when you start suggesting things, people think it's going to be a done deal.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. You're going to have that chance to decide on that come the new year when you have a budget.
Dennis, when you get a moment, can you write her a letter?
Yes, I will.
Respond to it and explain all that to her. I mean, it's so early in the stages, if we wouldn't have got letters from the province, we might not even be talking about it.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Hello.
Hello, who said hello?
I did.
I
the one with the hand up?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah, well, this might be a little off the wall, but if Kirby had this correspondence now, it could possibly have an effect on the design of the dock. Just saying, it might be 3 feet wider.
I think Dennis is going to send it tomorrow.
Okay.
Joanne?
That was my only point, is that it doesn't make sense to hold on to it if it's information that the consultant can use in the early stages. It only makes sense to provide that to him.
And if it makes a change or modification to the design of the wharf or the size of the wharf to accommodate.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks.
I just want to mention, the commission gave me authority to look into it, get an engineer, and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need, every little thing that comes up to tell me. Otherwise, I'll just leave it all to Kirby.
No, right. You can you handle it.
Okay. Good enough. I'll write the letter and I will talk to Kirby when it's convenient.
Okay. Now, let's move on to seven. So we got the first off clerk's report.
Okay. Commissioners, my report's on page 8. The first thing I do mention is that the swimming pool, I felt it was a great success this year. We had some positive comments. I believe you got an email from a lady saying that it was well run, and there was no problem with social distancing. The public was really receptive. They understood. We didn't have to really control the number of people in the pool. We couldn't get enough. We had a lot of hot weather. I couldn't believe it, and that's what people love the most, is being able to go to the pool on those hot days. Again, with the washrooms, there was no problem there. People didn't crowd into it. Washrooms were available. They were cleaned every night, and again, at 2 in the afternoon, they're all sanitized again, and there was no problem. I was surprised the health inspector or somebody from the government never came down to do an inspection. But come September 21st, I got a call from the fire marshal. She's coming to do an inspection at the pool. I think everything's okay. I talked to Paul about it, and apparently they do it every year. I don't expect anything dramatic because we do maintain the building very well. The other thing is the pool cameras are all completed. The only problem I'm having is when I download a recording to see what's going on at the pool at certain times when I'm not there watching or whatever, I don't know where the recording's going. Our IT guy's coming in tomorrow morning at 10 to give me a hand. There's some lock on our computer that prohibits any outside information from coming in. You know, the security today with all computers, it's really, really hard thing to have. You know, you can't handle it yourself. The last thing, I don't know, the knotweed is really doing quite well. It's having a hard time at the fire hall. And there's people, pictures of it. And Elaine is doing a great job cutting it. I think she has plans later on, perhaps in the spring. She mentioned to me about reseeding it. The more seed you get in there, the more grass grows, it'll choke out the knotweed. The area does look good, and I think the residents in the area really feel good about it. The last thing I'm going to mention, second last, whatever, we do have the $30,000 that matures September 23rd, reserves, that we put away for the pool. I'm just going to recommend that reserve just go into a cashable GIC. We do have $28,000 to pay for the wharf that we didn't budget but needed to be done. So I would just let that go and not reinvest it. And besides, the interest rate is just terrible. Well, last time I looked a couple of weeks ago, it was like 0.4% interest. Yeah. You know? So we might as well spend the money and not save it. The gym lot, the fence has been repaired. Paul spent some good time there, and he had to put a new post in and painting it. I know, Michael, you mentioned about painting the fence. Well, apparently the fence was it's cedar, and a cedar was purchased, a cedar fence, so he didn't have to paint it. The biggest problem was the fence was broken at one end and the new post, so it looks a lot better. We won't have to worry about it.
Thank you.
That's it. That's all I have. Any questions?
Yes, Dennis. The Lido washrooms will be open until November the 12th.
Yes.
Will we be continuing with cleaning twice a day now?
I think so. I think we should, because people still go in there and we still have the virus. If there's a second wave, we want to have the practice of sanitizing on a regular basis.
Okay.
We probably have to be sure that we're there, we're doing everything we can.
Okay.
And just also to mention, I've been getting calls from people about the green card. That continues until September 30th.
Right.
It's on our website. All this information is on our website.
Goes okay. To September 30th, you said?
Yeah, the green card. Yeah.
need a motion on, you need a motion, would you like a motion for this
yes.
28,000?
Yes, please.
I need a motion, please, to put the 28,000, or 30,000, I guess, that's maturing September 23rd, just roll it into the account so we can pay for it.
I just don't want to specifically
convert it to a passable GIC?
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Yeah.
All right.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Joanne. I need a seconder, please.
I second.
Martin, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, Carrie, please. Now, where are we at?
You approve my report?
Yes, so we get a motion for that one, too.
Do we approve it or do we accept it?
Accept it. Motion to accept.
Motion to accept.
Need a seconder, please. Okay, Martin did put the thumbs up. Moved and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
You know, I really don't like meetings this way. Anyway.
Wondering about?
What? All that, don't worry about me. I just don't like to do. Moving forward here to 7B, the financial statement banks transactions. 7B, pages 9 through 17 in your package.
Beautiful again, Dennis. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just want to mention that the next meeting, it's going to be changed. But if we had the next meeting as scheduled, you wouldn't be getting a financial report or a bank reconciliation, because October 1st is a Thursday, and I wouldn't get it out to you.
But the next meeting isn't until October 21st.
That's what I'm asking for to be changed later on.
Oh.
I just thought I'd mention that.
Okay.
It's tight. When you get the month in, the day you got to send out the information, can't do it. But any other questions on the finances?
Hearing none, I'd like to get a motion on the financial report, please.
So move.
Move with Joanne, or Nancy, sorry, and Michael second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chief, you there?
I am here.
Okay, sir, the floor is yours.
I'll be short and easy. Good evening, commissioners. Since my last report, CAFD has responded to 12 incidents, including one structure fire, 3 investigations, 4 alarms, 3 on power lines, and 3 illegal burns. Scotia Fleet Service has completed the annual mechanical service on all the large apparatus, as well as pump servicing and testing on units 41, 31, and 51. All units passed the pump testing. 531 and 541 performed beyond their required flow rating for the pump size, while 551 was adequate in its flow rating. There will be some follow-up repair on the coming month for leaking valves that need new gasket kits. The replacement gas detector has been received and is in service. Members have completed internal online training on the unit for use and calibration. Several officers of the department completed an on-site water supply review at GN Thermoforming last month as part of our on-site pre-planning records. In practices and training, while CAFD's Monday evening meetings yet remain online, practical training sessions are back on while members maintain safe social distance and utilize masks as required. On August 24th, we once again divided the members, half back to Lower Grand Lake to practice fundamentals of pump operation, while the other half took to the ocean off East River to review boat operations and practice rescuing victims from the water. We did this same scenario-based training last month with an opposite group of members, so we're cycling all our members through different training while keeping our membership divided in small numbers. Finally, I'd like to invite members of the commission to join the 7 department chiefs on the 15th, as we have invited Lunenburg and District Fire Department to demonstrate their thermal imaging capable drone to the Lunenburg East Fire and Emergency Services Group. Please let me know if you're interested, and I'll forward you the information. Respectfully, Everett Hills, Fire Chief.
What's that date, Everett?
The 15th.
of October?
No, ma'am, this month.
November.
September.
September. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Is there an invitation that you can provide to Dennis that he can send to us?
It'll be an individual invitation through your email. So if you're interested, let me know when I can send you one.
Okay. I never know when I'm going to be called into work. So if you can send me one, I'd appreciate it.
Sure.
There was something here I was going to try to get discussed. I talked to Dennis about it today. It's real with the fire chief's report. Can you elaborate ever, please, on what we talked about, i.e. some unexpected cash you got that you want to put it through and buy some gear?
Certainly. You'll remember the forest fire last May in the Chester Grant area. Our members were on that call for 2 days. So as part of that, we submit a claim to Natural Resources, and they pay an hourly rate to all the firefighters on scene, as well as an hourly rate for the equipment based on water capacity or what its role is. It varies based on what it's doing. So we did get a good bit of money from that. And my request to the commission would be to take both halves of that whole, the money to the fire department as well as the money side to the commission, and reinvest that into firefighting equipment, lengths of forestry firefighting hose, as well as that second gas detector that we intended on purchasing this year, but ended up having to replace our primary gas detector due to its failure.
So all the commissioners understand what he just said? Basically, we got some...
Sort of, but... Okay, can you give us a ballpark of what the amount of money was?
Yeah, I can give you an exact. It's just above $7,000.
Okay.
And basically...
That is total of the sum. That includes the amounts for the fire department, as well as use of the equipment.
So, okay. What's your...
I just don't like making unbudgeted financial decisions without having at least a piece of paper in front of me.
Okay, well, Dennis will be able to. It's kind of, when did you want to purchase this radio and the gas detector and the hose?
The hose can be purchased anytime. You know, it's one of those things that the sooner it's purchased. The last time we ordered hose, there was quite a few months for delivery. And the gas detector, they have in stock in Bridgewater.
Okay. So basically, I was going to say, this is basically awesome. I don't remember this ever happening since I've been a commissioner. But anyway, which is good. And basically, it's a money in, money out. So the money would come into our account for accountability. And as this equipment, we pay for it. So to me, it's a win-win. And I see that the fire department, the members, they've given up their money for the weekend and all the overtime they put in.
Yeah. Essentially, yes. None of the members expect to get paid an hourly rate for responding, regardless of what it is. So
procedurally, Bill, yeah. What we need the commission to approve a motion. And Everett, if you could put together an RFD explaining, you know, like, hey, you had the money, you got the money for this and that, and how much money was received. And you would like to purchase the following items, you know, just like I have on page 18, the same kind of thing, with a motion recommending the expenditure for each item.
Right. I don't have a copy of your page 18.
I could work with you on it.
Yeah, no, I understand. The intention is to take unplanned monies for forest firefighters and forest firefighting and put it back into that. So Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, and we need that trail. I need the check so we can deposit the bank, the auditor will see it, and then the expenditure to spend that money, a motion from the commissioners.
So, Joanne, you were concerned because you haven't seen any pieces of paper yet.
Yeah, that's we need documentation, as Dennis just said, so we can probably deal with that at the next meeting.
Is that okay with you, Everett?
So long as we're not going to have an issue if we run into a year end and we still haven't received the hose to pay for it.
Understood. Okay. Well,
I'll be right back.
Okay. Anyway, can't beat this dog anymore, this horse. We'll have to get the paperwork together and make it happen. I do want to express to the chief, can you please express to the members to thank them because this gas detector and the hose and, you know, the radio is much needed and it will save money next year, because these items won't have to be purchased next year.
Well, I will put out that this hasn't been approved by the membership yet. It's kind of pending what the commission wants to do.
Okay. Well, we'll take care as fast as possible. And
as a commissioner, Everett, I don't have an issue with your suggestion. But I do agree with Joanne and Dennis that we need the paper trail.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, with that, we need a motion on Chief's report, please.
I'll move to accept.
Joanne moved. I need a seconder who's waving in the background.
I'll second.
Huh? Martin second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Now we move on to 8. Request for a decision. This is our APM, their elections. We've got the go-ahead from the government. So if you look at pages 18 to 23 of your agenda, you're going to see where Dennis's recommendations are. I'll just read them off so you can see them. Okay, Dennis is recommending that September 30th, that's the last day, that's nomination day, that you put forward your name. My position is the only one, there's only one position up for this year. And that's between the hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The annual public meeting would be October 7th. Advanced poll would be October 10th. Election day would be Tuesday, October 13th. Does anybody have a problem with any of that? That's per our election bylaw. You
know? That looks good.
Dennis, you got
If I may add, I forgot to put in there, but I did mention in my summary about hiring, the last paragraph, need to hire 2 additional staff for the advance poll and election day. Now, the additional staff would be 1 person as security at the door. That'd be our biggest thing, is to ensure that people are told, okay, you can go in when this area is clear. It'd be similar to the grocery store right now. There's somebody at the door. So we need to hire somebody for that, and we need to hire a 2nd person to as a poll clerk for breaks, and they'd be sanitizing, you know, going around sanitizing anywhere every so often, doorknobs, chairs, or whatever is used. And they would provide breaks for the poll clerks, also for the person on security. So it's quite a long day. It's 8 hours on Saturday, 2 staff. I'm recommending $15 an hour. And on election day is 11 hours, plus the cost of meals and refreshment. That's the only thing I didn't put it in. I should have put it in, you know, the recommendation for a motion to approve. But I'm adding it now.
Okay.
May I ask a question, please?
Yes.
Have we decided that the election advance poll and election will be held at the Legion or at St. Stephen's Parish Hall?
I'm waiting for you to decide the dates. I can't go to them and ask them, you know, but we did look at, Maxine looked at the Legion, and it has a door in and a door out. So right. We have handicap access, so people are in and out. St. Stephen's Hall, it could work, but I think you have to go through the kitchen to get out.
It would be easier at the Legion.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
maybe
I'll
be able to get it, you know. So right now, like if you approve this tonight, we're going to put the ad in the paper, tell people the nominations are open starting Monday, and elections will go through the whole thing, and then we'll be looking for confirming the space for the elections.
Yeah, I think that may not actually, the second staircase at St. Stephen's may not actually be accessible. I think it actually is stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Legion makes sense.
Yeah, or we might have to look for somewhere else if the Legion's booked or they say no.
Right.
We'll find something, but I need from you right now is, okay, if those are the dates, we'll make it happen.
So, Dennis is looking for a motion.
That's fine with me. I don't know whether we're moving on the benefits of this suggestion, because Dennis, I now know what you're going to speak on, and that's the date of the next meeting.
Oh, yeah.
So,
they could be two separate motions.
Okay.
The first one would be the dates, including just for the elections, including the hiring of two people. And expenses, wages and expenses.
Okay, I would move nomination day be Wednesday, September the 30th, annual public meeting Wednesday, October the 7th, advanced election poll Saturday, October the 10th, election day poll Tuesday, October the 13th, and monies be provided to hire two additional staff for those two election days, and direct the clerk to ascertain whether or not the Legion is available on those days.
And also to provide, to cover the cost of the hall rental refreshments.
Yeah.
Yes, et cetera, et cetera.
I just want to mention that the budget, I'm looking at it now, the annual public meeting, we put down $350.
That was before COVID.
That's right. And the election expense, I put down $300 pre-COVID.
Yeah, well.
We'll try to watch the money.
Yeah, we'll deal with what we deal with.
That's right.
That's all we can do. Okay, Nancy moved. And I need a seconder, please. To get this election thing on the go. Michael, thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Dennis, you needed a second motion, i.e. for the meeting?
That's right. To change the meeting date.
Anybody got a problem with that one?
To October the 14th.
No.
The 21st.
I was wrong.
Doesn't our election bylaw state that after the election, the first Wednesday after that is the meeting, regular meeting?
I'd have to check that, but the Election Act states that a person's election could be contested within 3 days.
Okay.
So that's why I left a little time in case there is something that happens.
Okay. We might have to check our own bylaw.
Yeah.
Make sure it conforms with the problems.
Yeah. We might have to change it because, you know, like I hate to say somebody, oh, you got elected, and then a couple of days later somebody comes and says, no, I want a recount. I've had that.
How long is the procedure for changing a bylaw, Dennis?
You can do it at one meeting, but with the election, election bylaw, it has to go to the minister.
That's what I thought.
Before third and final reading.
And that could be months.
Yeah, so in that case, if that is indeed the case, we'll have to call a special meeting? Or what?
We're not talking about doing it this year.
It doesn't have to be done now.
No.
Okay.
Just got to get this election going.
Yes. Yeah.
But if the bylaw says, as Nancy suggested, that the first Wednesday after the meeting, or after the election, there must be a meeting. If that's what the bylaw says, and we put it off to the following Wednesday, then we're breaking our own bylaw?
I'd have to check it, but like I said, if you have a meeting right away, if you want to have the meeting right away, I'll check it.
No, I think what you're suggesting makes sense, to move it to the 21st in case there is a dispute or recount required.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, let's just do it.
I'll let you know if there is a change.
Yeah.
Who seconded Nancy's motion? I didn't write it down.
The motion is on page 19.
Yeah, but who seconded the motion? Nancy made the motion.
Michael.
Okay, Michael. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. You wanted a second motion there, Mr. Mann. That's the change to the 21st.
Yes.
Can I have a motion, please, so we can get that out of the way?
Michael, make that motion. Thank you.
Michael, need a second.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Michael.
You guys got to jump up a little quicker.
Yeah. We'll fall asleep. Okay, moved. Need a second, please. Martin, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Now, where's my agenda again? Okay, Nancy, we were talking about the celebration fund.
Okay, at the merchants' meeting the first Wednesday of the month, the question of what was going to happen at Christmas time and were there going to be any celebrations, and if so, who all was going to be involved beyond the merchants, and they wondered if the $10,000 that was allocated in the budget for celebrations, specifically Canada Day celebrations, could any or all of that be used for the Christmas celebrations? Carol Noss, the money was for Canada Day. Canada Day was overseen by the Heritage Society. And Carol said that they received a grant from the federal government, and the federal government has allowed them to keep what they received in 2020 and use it and apply again in 2021. She was wondering with whether or not what would happen to the $10,000 that has been allocated. Can they use some of it for Christmas? Can they use some of it carry over for Canada Day 2021, et cetera, et cetera? So what's the commission's pleasure?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mass Michael.
It's money allocated for celebration.
Yeah.
Whether it goes up in smoke and fireworks, or if it's a Christmas Day celebration or a New Year's Day, I'm fine with whatever it turns out to be, as long as it's some kind of celebration.
Okay.
Would that be a good explanation?
Well spoken, Michael.
Sounds good to me, Michael.
Martin, you have any thoughts? It's okay with it. I do have a question just popped in. So are they going to have any type of celebration at Christmas?
That's still up in the air. Yeah. So the point may be moot.
Yes. Joanne, any thoughts?
No, I'm in favor. I guess we just have to wait and see. It was lots of fun last year and previous years, but yeah, it's going to be hard to have levies this year. Levies.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be. But you never know, COVID might just bundle themselves up and fly away.
As Mr. Trump says, it's going to disappear.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I can see Santa Claus wearing a mask.
It better say ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Bill, I like the positive attitude.
Well, anyway, what we'll do is, I guess, the only thing we do maybe is pass along that we give them support. We gotta know what they're doing though. In July 1st, we knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now we really don't know what's going on.
Well, I think the merchants are still planning tree lighting and all this sort of stuff, but as we all know, it's dependent on the health situation, the pandemic. Yeah. But I will report at the next merchants meeting that it's still available for use as celebrations.
Yeah. All right. Now let me get back to my agenda. Okay, that's it. Now we're going to gently move into an in-camera. And Ben, I'm going to have to ask you that you can't be involved in that one. Can't listen.
Nice to see you, Ben.
Thank you guys very much. I learned a lot.
Bill, can I just mention something?
Yes.
For interest, I took a look at the elections bylaw.
Yeah.
And it makes no reference to the annual meeting when it has to be the next one. The only thing it does say, number 11, if within 3 days after election, any elector may request a recount of the votes. That's why I said have the meeting later, and there's nothing else in reference to annual meeting. In our meeting procedures policy, it says election of chair and vice chair, and it says the first meeting after the annual meeting.
Right.
Village elects a chair.
Okay. All right. So
we can set our own date. There was nothing there.
It's all good then.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
So all non-commissioners have to absent themselves.
Every year.